Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Another road trip. I'm Paul Stevens, Fox News. President Trump heading to Asia for the first time this term, a trip where he's expected to work on investment deals and peace efforts before meeting face-to-face with China's president.
He'll head to Malaysia, Japan, South Korea with several goals in mind. On Sunday, he'll attend the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, known as ASEAN. He's working on economic deals, which include mineral deals, also ceasefire deals, but perhaps the biggest ticket item of the week, that face-to-face meeting with his Chinese counterpart, President Xi. That'll take place next Thursday in Seoul, South Korea. The two will talk trade and tariffs. The Chinese embassy in Washington, though, not happy with an investigation into whether China violated its 2019 trade agreement with the U.S. The outcome of that could open the new path for President Trump to impose tariffs on China.
Fox's David Spunt. The government shutdown heads into yet another week. No end in sight. Republicans and Democrats remain at odds over a key funding measure.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries demanding House Republicans return to Washington to negotiate on a bipartisan spending measure to reopen the government.
We need House Republicans to come back to Washington, D.C. End your four-week vacation. Enough already.
The House GOP is on recess since passing their clean bill to keep the government open through November 21st, but the measure has failed repeatedly in the Senate, with Democrats stressing they won't support a bill that does not include extensions for Affordable Care Act tax credits set to expire at the end of the year. Republicans say they will negotiate on health care after the government reopens. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And Secretary of War Pete Hegseth sending the USS Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier and its strike group to the waters off of South America as part of a military campaign against alleged drug traffickers. America's listening to Fox News.
To protect your brand, all the content your company creates needs to be on brand. Meet Adobe Express, the quick and easy app that empowers marketing, HR, and sales teams to make on-brand content. Now everyone can edit reports, resize ads, and translate text. Brand kits and locked templates make following design guidelines a breeze. And generative AI that's safe for business lets people create confidently. Help your teams make pro-looking content. Learn more at adobe.com/express.
A hearing in a lawsuit looking to stop the Trump White House from keeping the National Guard in Washington through next summer.
An attorney for the Office of the Attorney General here in D.C. calls the deployment of the National Guard on the streets of D.C. unlawful and that it's causing irreparable harm in the city. An attorney for President Trump said the city's lawsuit is a political stunt and said what the president is doing is trying to reduce crime in the city. And says that is actually working. The current deployment is supposed to end at the end of November, but military officials have told the out-of-state troops to prepare for winter. The D.C. OAG says federal law prohibits the military from being involved in civilian law enforcement.
Fox 5 D.C. reporter Bob Bonnar. The federal government now says it plans to deport Kilmer Abrego Garcia to Liberia as soon as Halloween.
Abrego Garcia was mistakenly deported to El Salvador in violation of a settlement agreement, then returned to the United States by order of the Supreme Court. ICE has since been looking for another country to accept him. The case has become a cause célèbre for people on both sides of the immigration issue. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
President Trump saying he was ending trade talks with Canada after the Canadian province of Ontario created an ad that included anti-tariff comments from former President Ronald Reagan. Ontario Premier Doug Ford announcing Friday he would take down the ad, but the president said he may not reverse his decision.
Really, I don't think there's much they can do. I just assume leave it the way it is.
Will you be with
you?
Know,
if you leave it the way it is, it's very good for us.
Now, the ad used lines from a Reagan 1987 radio address. The Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute says it's reviewing legal options over the use of Mr. Reagan's address. I'm Paul Stevens, and this is Fox.
It's Will Tang Country. Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday at FoxNews.com or on the Fox News YouTube channel. And don't miss the show. Listen and follow the podcast 5 days a week at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.